deepest, darkest crypts, to the backwoods swamp where you hit the bottom, from the inside of your casket to the fears lying deep inside your subconscious, it's time for a big, scary show.
Lauren Roy
and Bob Mendel
from Bully Manor, and you're listening to the Big Scary Show.
Scary.
This is Derek Garcia from Gemini FX, and you're listening to the Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Chad Savage from Sinister Visions and Zombie Army Productions, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Kara Andrews from Art on the Spot, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Chase from Tarrant, Rhode Island, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here, welcoming everyone to the 57th episode of The Big Scary Show. If I sound a bit quieter than usual, it's because I'm still not 100% recovered from all the post-MHC plague, a.k.a. Virus 308, that had most of the Gahost bedridden and at death's door for a few days after the show. Thank you to the hundreds of thousands of fans who have sent their best wishes for speedy recoveries. We really do appreciate it. In this episode, Storm was smart and avoided the MHC plague by attending TerrorCon in Rhode Island, and we have a full report from the show floor, including adding yet another member of Face Off to our growing number of interviewees. As a bonus, we also get one of his famous rants in a Haunt Minute. The unknown scare actor may bring you a face your fears about the fear of catching bronchitis at haunt conventions, but we're happy to say he's on the mend and just might have a bit of extra information reported in Deadline News this week. The Haunster medalist Jerry Vane, a.k.a. Patient Zero, according to the unknown scare actor, has been banished back to the high deserts of Las Vegas, and we've imposed a quarantine on him for the foreseeable future until we can be sure no other citizens have been infected. However, if you feel the need to get infected by Virus 308, you can catch it and all his music at jerryvane.com. He does, however, bring us some great spooky mood music to enjoy during build season, and is hoping you'll be inspired while working on that special room in your haunt. And as always, I'll be bringing you the latest industry news, a.k.a. Deadline News. Due to not being able to leave the ICU, we were unable to record our normal roundtable of terror, and instead we're making it our post-MHC wrap-up discussion with three of the Gahosts, plus special correspondent Wicked Wendy, giving their impressions of the show. We'll put the final nails in the coffin on MHC 2014 and find out what to look forward to in 2015. All this, plus so much more, on this sickly edition of The Big Scary Show.
All right, Storm here. I'm again on the show floor, and I have gone by an interesting booth, Art on the Spot, and I'm talking with Kara here, and they are doing face painting and zombie work right here on people on show floor. Kara, tell us a little bit about what you have.
Sure. We came to the TerraCon. This is the first time TerraCon's happening, and they asked us to come and do a little bit of zombie work for them. So our term today is Get Your Zombie On. So we have people coming by the booth and getting done up in makeup, special effects. We're using some latex, and we also have little kids coming in getting zombified without latex, and also they can get any type of customized faces. They can do princesses and superheroes or any type of gory creatures or anything they can think of.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and just seeing the different things walking around. You had one model that you did a lot of body art, did the TerraCon logo, looked fantastic. Great marketing piece. How was that to do? How long did that take this morning?
Well, it was off and on because we did have to work with people as they came to paint their faces. So off and on about 4 hours. And we kind of switched off and we did a Jaws and on the front with some the TerraCon skull. And then on the back we did the Kraken wrapping around the TerraCon logo, which was really pretty fun to do. And it's gotten a lot of good response, people taking pictures, and it's on the TerraCon Facebook page as well.
Fantastic. And when you guys aren't doing conventions, are you contracted out by like nightclubs and events and stuff? Is that primarily what you've been doing?
Pretty much our bread and butter is we own a children's art studio and we teach fine art lessons, but we also do a lot of parties, events. We do nightclubs. We worked at places such as the Trinity Repertoire Theater, Roger Williams Zoo. We've worked for Hasbro Children's and many other venues around the area. But we do a lot of private events.
Oh, awesome. So you're local here in Southern New England?
I am. My studio is based in Middleborough, Massachusetts, but I'm currently residing in Providence, Rhode Island, so I'm pretty close by.
Yeah, a little bit, about a 45-minute hour hike, depending on traffic, to get to and from, but that's pretty awesome. Where can our listeners find out more about you?
Well, I do have a Facebook page, facebook.com/artonthespot, or I have artonthespot.com.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you, Cara. I hope that the show's been great for you. Definitely been seeing some of your artwork wandering around, which is awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's the day after Halloween, and you didn't get a chance to visit all the haunted houses you wanted to see. Now you have to wait 11 long months. Isn't there anything you can do? Of course there is! You can go on the legendary haunt tour! Join us in New England this November and experience 3 world-class haunted attractions for one low price, including Nightmare New England, Haunt Overload, and Fright Kingdom. Your ticket price includes tours of all the attractions and 2 evening parties. As a bonus, there will be an option to explore historic Salem, Massachusetts. For tickets, hotel information, and more, visit legendaryhaunttour.com, and we'll see you in November in New England. The Legendary Haunt Tour is brought to you by Transworld and Netherworld Haunted House.
Dr. Frankenfingers, an unholy citadel on the Big Scary Show.
All right, Storm here on the show floor, TerraCon here in Providence, Rhode Island, and I am with Derek from Season 3 of Face Off. Derek, how you doing?
I'm doing great, having fun.
Excellent. How's the show been going for you?
Pretty cool. It's a lot of cool costumes walking around. Very, I like people watching when they're in their costumes and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Awesome. So what have you been up to after your Face-Off stint there?
I've been doing a lot of stuff. I mean, I do a lot of freelance stuff. I still tattoo. I've been getting busy with that. Also doing some TV shows like Burn Notice, Graceland, The Glades. They're all filmed in South Florida. And a lot of commercials, too, are being filmed there. So I've been getting work here and there.
Awesome. Have you and your brother been on the convention tour a bit, or...?
We don't do a lot of it, but we do it every once in a while when we get a chance to. And, TerraCon invited us out, and they've been very accommodating, and it was it's been a good experience, you know.
And with experience and stuff, what's the one thing you feel you really took away from being on Face Off and has helped you?
I gained a lot of more confidence in making bigger things. Never really, before the show, made massive stuff like that. So, and the amount of time that we had to do it was... good to know what I can do, and it pushed my limits. So I think I am just more confident in getting something, done, and not necessarily wanting to do it so fast, but, knowing that if it has to be done that fast, and, get something cool. But, obviously I would rather take my time with something and get some really good detail and stuff.
And is there one thing that you would suggest to somebody who wants to take their art and their work up to the next level, one direction that they should focus on more than anything else to really move it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know, I've seen a lot of people, new sculpting and stuff. Definitely researching a lot of the anatomy and making things look like they're supposed to be where they're supposed to be. Not necessarily like, you don't want to tone it down, but, still like, the eyeballs, if they're in different places, make sure you do like the bone structure around that eyeball that looks like it's supposed to be there or something, in that matter. So definitely anatomy is pretty cool for me, for somebody that needs to learn and stuff. So
fantastic. Awesome advice. Derek, where can our listeners learn more about you and what you have upcoming?
I have, my website's still not up and running, but it's GeminiFX.com. It should have a link to my Facebook and all that, and anybody can find me on Instagram. It's Derek, Derek, TA, and the number 2. So Derek Tattoo.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. I hope the show's been great for you this weekend.
Thank you.
Greetings, mortals, and anything else listening. Welcome to the Big Scary Show's Deadline News. We start out with this news from director Dario Argento. 73-year-old horror maestro Dario Argento reportedly took a bad fall down a flight of stairs in his Rome, Italy home this past weekend and sustained multiple injuries. Thankfully, Argento did not require hospitalization and has instead been prescribed bed rest until the end of July. Argento is best known for his entries in the Italian giallo subgenre during the 70s and 80s, a type of murder mystery film featuring brutal, stylized kills and usually a black-gloved killer. Many consider the giallo to be the forerunner to the American slasher film craze. Argento is also widely recognized for his Three Mothers trilogy of witch films, which began with 1979's Suspiria. Set in a nightmarish ballet academy and featuring perhaps the most striking imagery of the director's storied career, Suspiria is still widely considered Argento's greatest film. The Big Scary Show wishes Dario Argento best wishes for a speedy recovery. We have this news from the unknown scare actor regarding Terror Tech Haunter School. Terror Tech Haunter School is coming to the greater Cincinnati area on Saturday, July 19th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Scream Acres Court, 4399 Boron Drive in Covington, Kentucky. Whether you're a novice haunter or an experienced veteran, Terror Tech has something for you. With classes in scare tactics, weapons use and combat, makeup and sculpting, character development, prop building, and costuming on a budget, Terror Tech is sure to have a class for you.
Most of you have been to classes or seminars at various conventions. They have a great offering, but at Terror Tech, on the acting track, you will be taught in the haunt itself. No more pretend this is here and show me a scare. You'll have the opportunity to hone your skills in a real-life situation. Terror Tech is being presented by Screamakers Court, Unknown Scare Actor LLC, and Mall. Admission is $10 a person online and $12 on site. This will cover a mid-afternoon meal for all attendees as well as soft drinks. For more information, please email the Unknown Scare Actor at haunter.incognito@gmail.com or mall@unknownscareactor.com. Come on out, have some fun, and earn a PhD in terror. We have some news from the Canadian Haunters Association Summer Scaretacular in Etobicoke, Ontario. Saturday, July 26th, starting at 1 p.m., join us for a fun-filled afternoon of Halloween in the summer. Bring your props to sell or swap. Note, you will need to bring your own tables and chairs. Your own spot of grass is supplied, though. Also, there's no power available, so keep that in mind. This will be a potluck and BYOB event. A barbecue will be available to you, so bring your burgers and bring your extra loonies to donate to the CHA. Help support our website and our group. Movie showing on the deck when it gets dark. Could it be a horror movie? Who can say? Its location is 58 Moncton Avenue in Etobicoke. There is parking at the end of the street in Fairfield Park. Please park there and not on the street, and it's only a short walk from the Islington subway station. For more information, go to CanadianHauntersAssociation.com. Here's some hiring news from the Enigma Haunt in Boca Raton, Florida. Actor recruiting has begun and will continue till all positions are filled. To join the Enigma Haunt team, go to enigmahaunt.hauntscheduler.com to fill out the registration form and you'll be contacted. For more information, visit our site at www.enigmahaunt.com or email actors@enigmahaunt.com. We have this news on the second annual Midwest Haunt Actors Seminar in Wixom, Michigan. The second annual Midwest Haunt Actors Seminar is almost here. It's open to actors, haunt owners, and anyone who has a desire to learn more about being a haunter. Please register ASAP online, as seating is limited for this all-day event to be held Saturday, July 12th at the Wixom Community Center, 49015 Pontiac Trail in Wixom, Michigan. Instructors include Killer Katie Johnston and the legendary Rex B. Hamilton. Best of all, it's free! For more information and to sign up, go to MidwestHauntActors.com. We have this news from Crypticon, Minneapolis. We've moved for 2014. Our new location is the Ramada Bloomington Minneapolis Airport. Get your hotel rooms by October 1st to get the special room rate of $109 for standard rooms. Party rooms around the pool are considered premium rooms and are only $119. Call to register your room at 1-800-328-1931. Tell them you're with the Crypticon Group. For more information on Crypticon, including guest lists, schedules, and much more, visit CrypticonMinneapolis.com. We have this from the Erebus Haunted Attraction in Pontiac, Michigan. Erebus Haunted Attraction presents Summer Scream. For the first time ever, you can experience total blackout. Everyone is brave until the lights go out. July 11th, 12th, and 13th only. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit www.hauntedpontiac.com. We have this news from the 13 Stories Haunted House in Noonan, Georgia. The time is here, ladies and gentlemen. The season is fast approaching, and the time has come to begin our casting call. Make sure to mark your calendars and head on over. Things to know before arriving. Come wearing comfortable clothes and closed-toed shoes. You will be moving around. Please arrive at least 10 minutes prior to your time slot to allow for the application process. There will be a cold reading. Don't fret. This is just to gauge acting capabilities and will not hinder you from working with us. Breathe. We want you to have fun and enjoy your experience doing what you love, which, of course, is scaring people. And you must be 16 or years or older to apply. If you're under 18, you will be required to have a worker's permit prior to working. We're casting for all parts, including but not limited to victims, clowns, zombies, torturers, patients, doctors, and others. Whether you have a shrilling scream, a creepy laugh, or a look to kill, there is a part for you. We'll also be accepting applications for makeup artists. Please bring samples or photos of your work. If only applying for the makeup artist, please notate that when applying. The casting call dates will be Friday, July 11th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, July 26th from 1 to 4. Additional times and dates may be added. If you have any questions, please email our casting directors at 13storiescasting@gmail.com or visit facebook.com/13stories for more info. And finally, we have this interesting news from Face Off. A stunt woman on the sci-fi reality series Face Off is suing the production, alleging that she was severely burned while filming the show. A personal injury lawsuit filed at the Los Angeles Superior Court claims that on or around June 21, 2012, Tomiko Brownlee suffered burns over multiple parts of her body as a result of negligence and or wrongdoing of the defendants in the creation, maintenance, coordinating, handling, setup of the pyrotechnics, causing her to be consumed by a fireball. Sci-Fi Media Productions, LLC, Mission Control Media, Inc., T-Minus Productions, Inc., HollywoodStuntCoordinator.com, and Terrence James White, Jr. are all named in the lawsuit, which was filed last week. The complaint claims that the defendant's actions and or omissions created an extremely dangerous condition and that they had a duty to safeguard Brownlee, which they failed to do. The accident occurred while filming in a warehouse in Los Angeles and involved a propane popper and a woofer, according to the suit, which requests a trial by jury. The Big Scary Show will continue to follow this story and keep you up to date on any new developments. Remember, folks, if you have news about the haunt, horror, or Halloween industry, please send it to us at news@bigscaryshow.com and we'll get it on the air. No news is too big or too small. This concludes this edition of the Big Scary Show's Deadline News.
Broadcasting to you from the darkest reaches of the earth, this is The Haunt Minute. And now, with this week's commentary, Storm.
Alright, so, it's summertime, and what does that mean? That means blockbuster movies, remakes, prequels, sequels, all that jazz. And the fact is, it's entertainment, and Hollywood is still making money by doing it. And why can't you? The haunt industry actually is perfect for remakes and sequels. We don't have to reinvent the wheel every year or every couple years. You can go back to ideas you've done before, tweak them, do things differently, darker, scarier, maybe campier. We got the chance to do it over. No one ever cares if, you know, oh, you did Clowns a couple years ago. Unless the exact same thing and you have bored your audience, people actually like it in our industry. They want to come back. They want to see the continuing storyline. We are blessed with an industry where sequels can actually grow and let us do a lot of creative work. You know, you tweak things here and there, but you don't have to completely tear down and rebuild. You just have to make it neat, new, and crazier. So get out there, embrace your inner sequel, embrace your prequel, do it over again. Hey, you can never have too much eviler, evilest clowns, they can only get better each year. And the best part is too, whatever actors you got this year too, you're going to find roles for them. Yeah, it's like Don Cheadle and Iron Man, everybody forgot there was somebody else in the first movie, yeah. And we can do that with your characters and your actors. So it's a prime time out there. If you're stuck on what to do this season, do something from a couple seasons ago. Just better, because you can. So until next time, keep every minute scary.
Tune in next episode for another Haunt Minute. And in the meantime, share your opinion on the Big Scary Show Facebook page and on Twitter at Big Scary Storm.
All right, Storm here, and I found another haunt, and you might all be familiar with it because, well, Vic's probably giving an interview with the other guys from the show right now, but in Ohio. But I'm in Rhode Island, and I'm here with Bob and Lauren from Ghouli Manor. Guys, tell us what you got at the booth and what you're seeing at the show today.
Well, we've got T-shirts, patches, sweatshirts, and Ghouli Manor Secret Society pins. We've been doing a raffle all day long. People just like us on Facebook, show us on their smartphone that they did it. And we're doing a raffle twice today and twice tomorrow for 4 packs of tickets for this coming season.
Fantastic. And have you been getting a lot of buzz from a horror convention crowd?
We've been getting a great response. Everybody's been coming up and asking us what we're all about and really showing a lot of good interest. A lot of people are entering the raffle, and we're getting a lot of those likes on Facebook, so it's really awesome.
Oh, awesome. Always great to see a direct response right away. So anything great coming up for upcoming season or anything you guys learned working there last season?
This coming season is going to be bigger and better than every season before. This is our third season. Every year the haunt changes. We add new rooms. We take rooms away. We change it up every year, so nobody's going in there to the same thing every year. So it's definitely bigger this year, better this year, and we've been working since January to get it all squared away. So,
And what's the most annoying thing with working for Vic? He'll never listen to this, I promise. Wink, wink.
I'm trying to figure out what a bush sounds like. We actually had a couple of people come up earlier and pretty much propose that question to us, so...
Fantastic. I'm sure he's getting razzed right now. It's the afternoon on a Saturday in Ohio, so I think one of the last times I was with that, he's wearing a dress at this point.
Oh, excellent.
So, sure, fantastic video and pictures.
I can picture that.
Yeah, it's as frightening as you think. It really is.
Is he all hopped up on zombie juice?
Oh, yes. Yes, okay. The bus tour is over. He's crawling off the convention
floor
now.
I'm surprised he made it to the convention, honestly.
He does. If not, people would come and find him on the way.
True, true.
I got half the people there convinced I'm there. I'm winning the best game of hide and seek.
Nice.
Where can our listeners find out more about Ghouli Manor when they're coming through this October in New England and see your guys' characters and everything?
Go and visit ghoulimanor.com. You can follow us on Twitter, and you can follow us on Facebook. Just look up Ghouli Manor, and we show up.
Look for the green Cthulhu logo, and that's us.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
It's time to build your undead horde with the best rated zombie props 2 years in a row. You'll find them at creepycollection.com, along with the scary creepy clown props, the frozen meat locker props, the deadly doll props, the creepy killer props, and the deadly deal life-size bodies. CreepyCollection.com, the online source for all your pro-hopping and animatronic needs. You'll find Creepy Collection props in many venues, from yard haunts to major screen parks to movie production and even crime scene investigation. Featuring FearFlex technology, Creepy Collection is taking the static out of static. For your gore and more, that's Creepy Collection at www.creepycollection.com.
Hello, everybody. Once again, we are back with our very, very favorite part of the show, at least for most of us, the Round Table of Terror. Well, folks, 2014's Midwest Haunters Convention is in the books. It's been fun, it's been interesting, and it's been deathly ill for all members of the Big Scary Show. Apparently, Virus 308 has struck. Jerry Vane. Yeah, Jerry Vane, the unknown scare actor, Wicked Wendy, even myself have all come down with the post-convention crud, but we thought we'd just kind of get together, pull out the IV bags, and struggle through what our reflections are for the 2014 MHC. Ladies,
actually,
gentlemen.
I got the crud before we got on the damn bus. And then poor Jim started getting it, what, Saturday night?
Yes.
Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah, and we just passed around like a big old love fest.
Well, we won't get into that aspect of the hotel accommodations and all that, but what did you guys think of Midwest this year? Obviously, different ownership, the trade show was set up a little differently, the class is set up a little differently, the party was fun, the bus tour was fun, albeit different, but what did you guys think?
Wendy, why don't you go first?
Are you talking to me? I'm sorry.
Yes, we were talking to you.
That'd be half a bottle of wine. What was the question again?
What was your impressions of MHC 2014?
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I worked pretty hard. I did volunteer at the Scaratorium, and I was a bus number 2 captain, so it was a lot of work this year, but I really loved it. They had some good things, some different things, but it was all around, it was a really good time.
You were probably the busiest of all of us because you were body painting, you were doing makeup at Scaratorium, you helped with the booth a little bit, you were painting other people. Again, bus captain, rumors have it you might be volunteering for bus captain next year?
Oh, I really hope so. It was a lot of fun. Good group.
You and Rum Chata, you were buddies.
That and the Jaeger and the moonshine from the Alabama boys. That kind of did me.
Hey, I did break my cherry on a apple pie moonshine on the bus this year.
And
casual drinking is doing me well, apparently.
And the combination of medicine and alcohol made the haunt rocker into the haunt idiot.
Well, you didn't win the trophy.
Who ended up being the haunt snoring mother.
Yeah,
Somebody passed it on Jim's shoulder.
Fortunately for me, I don't remember things. Unfortunately, everybody else and the cameras do.
Oh, cameras never forget.
You drooled on my shoulder, dude.
Well, you're just that hot and sexy, you beast.
If anybody wants secret pictures of bus number 2 coming back
I will beat your ass next week.
Enclose a small, unmarked, non-sequential bills, well-concealed cash, and we'll see what we can do.
And I will beat your ass in the next week.
You'll have to sign a non-disclosure release form, too. But email that to us, and we'll talk.
As far as the convention was concerned for me, like Wendy said, it was definitely different. The bus tour, it was actually fun. Yeah, we only went to 3 haunts, but those were good haunts. That was actually a very good time. The convention floor was different, but I liked how it was laid out. There was a lot of vendors that I've never seen before and a lot of vendors that I wish could have made it. The one thing that I really enjoyed, the Masquerade Ball was just awesome. They did a great job. The one thing that I did like hearing, though, was, everybody, there was a lot of naysayers about this whole thing when it all went down, when the sale went through. And I talked to so many of them that said, you know what? I was wrong. And that is a major plus for Jen and her crew to get those people. And we won't name names, but some of these people were overly vocal about their opinions of the buyout. And I was very happy to hear a lot of them say, you know what? I had a great time.
I think I'm happy now that I'm hearing that for the first time. And the fact that now they have a year to plan. And, rumors are it will be a 2-day bus tour again.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors are, the criticisms that they received this year are definitely workable. Some of them they expected. Some of them they did not expect. A lot of compliments that I've heard from there. I've heard my share of good things about the show as well. Unknown scare actor, I know you're kind of out of it at the moment with virus 308 there, aka bronchitis. What did you think of everything? Your immortal mask was unbelievable. I'd never seen it up close, and
that was badass.
That was absolutely badass.
Thanks. I wish I could have fit the sleeves underneath my coat, but it just wouldn't work. It would it adds more of a realism to it.
Nice.
But you know what? I've got to say, personal issues aside, and everybody knows what I mean when I talk about Yeti.
two words, boarding kennel.
Chris said carpet muncher.
There were those two, but that'll be something else.
We're not even touching this. This is not the wrong podcast.
PG-13.
Now, this was my first time on the bus tour. Finally, people tell me, oh, man, you should have seen some of the crazier times we had. But I'll tell you what, for the first time out, I really enjoyed it. I met a lot of cool people. We tried a lot of different liquor. And we saw haunts. And, it doesn't get much more fun than that. And everybody was just really, really cool about it. No matter where you went, if you ran into somebody on bus 1 or bus 3, yeah, they were the sober ones, but at least they still knew who you were. So, great, great pre-show bus tour. As far as the show floor goes, you know what? Aside from it being laid out more like the Halloween show, which, only goes to reason, it's just minor changes, really. It was all small surface changes they made. The core of the show has remained the way it was true to Barry and Kathy and Nina and Kelly's vision. It is still a show for haunters. So, like you said about the naysayers, some of them are eating crow right now because I think they did a wonderful job, and I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen next year.
Couldn't agree with you more. What about the fortress of podcastitude that we were basically working out of the entire weekend? That was a monstrosity of highest caliber. It just absolutely dominated the entire skyline, it seemed.
Once it got put together, it was awesome.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that, Charles.
Yeah, once it got put together, it looked amazing. Everybody had great comments about it, and I'm forgetting his name, and I'm kicking myself. But the wonderful fellow that helped us out from Canada, Mark, the big dude,
Ferris.
His name is Mark Farron.
Yes, Farron. Yes.
You are my hero. That guy came to bat so many times helping putting that thing up, and God bless him for helping us out. Otherwise, we probably would have still been putting that thing together at 11 o'clock at night like Charles was.
And not only that, but he makes me look small, for those of you that don't
know. You are me compared to him. I'm the smallest of the four of us.
He is 6'10".
And you do not want to stand in his shadow because it will block the sun.
Yeah. You are kind of pale. Maybe you should.
So I have to agree with Jerry and give a huge shout out to Mark Farron. Mark, thank you again. He roomed with me and the Lady of Darkness and a couple of my actors. He's a great roommate, and he made something called Swamp Juice that he was spraying in people's mouths from a...
Oh, God, that was the Swamp Juice.
Backpack sprayer.
Yeah.
Oh, and one person that also deserves major, 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 major props is the Lady of Darkness for going above and beyond helping get that booth to and from. Plus, hauling all our stuff around, she was just a godsend. Otherwise, we would have been up the creek without her. And so for me, I know she's right behind you right now, Jim.
Yeah.
For me, she gets a huge hug from me for everything she did, because between that and dealing with Yeti and everything else, I mean, she was just above and beyond.
Well, she definitely is the unsung hero or unsung heroine of MHC for us this year, because of all our support in the background. I couldn't ask for a better girlfriend. I really couldn't. Or Canadian wife, however you want to look at it.
The only two words I'll say are rider truck for next year.
Absolutely.
Trailer ain't going to cut it next year.
And hey, you guys got to try BDs finally, an MHC tradition.
We'll be back. Ooh, it was good.
Oh, yeah.
What about you,
Badger? What about you?
I don't think I've seen more people with just absolute looks of disgust on their faces when I walked into the costume ball.
I would hate to see the therapy bills. Oh, my hell.
For those that don't know, just go to our Facebook page and don't eat before you go. That was kind of my spur of the moment. Hey, let's just see if I can wear what I wore to the Scaratorium. And Kelly was gracious enough to loan me that outfit, so to speak, and had somebody help me with makeup and hair and things. And, well, you know, I felt very pretty. Just like a princess.
Pretty effing scary.
pretty something.
Every time you said that to me, it's like the shudders up my spine.
I think one of the funniest things was, you know, one of the traditions is watching Carl Cleaver go up the escalator to the third floor from the bar. And that was the escalator that was actually working. But when I was up there, I was going back up to the third floor after talking with people like, I believe, Chris Markgraf and Bert from Mini Spotlight. I got on the escalator and I started doing that thing with the hair, and I could hear Chris go, "Oh God, Badger's doing that thing with the hair." And I just looked down at him and gave him a big smile, and he goes, "Oh God, he's looking at me." And then I blew him a big kiss right as I got off the top of the elevator, and then all that whole table just erupted in laughter, and I was like, my work is done, and walked back in. I had fun doing that. I think the character has officially been named Princess Trainwreck, and it has officially been retired.
Aww.
Unless somebody wants to pay me a large sum of money to come out to their haunt this year and bring
Honey
it back.
Pants.
Where the heck do you think you are, Granny?
Dude,
I did get an offer to go to a couple of haunts this season, so that's good. And go ahead.
Plus, you know, I mean, seriously, how many other characters besides Granny just make people shudder?
That is true.
Good point.
I'll go ahead and say it was Alan Hopps from Dark Hour. He's thinking of bringing me down to Dallas this year, and I said, "Would you like Princess Trainwreck to come down?" He took my hand and he looked at me dead in the eye and says, "No." So Princess Trainwreck will not be making an appearance in Dallas this year, probably for the greater good of humanity. But I thought otherwise. The show had a bit of a trans world flair to it, as far as the way everything was laid out. I don't know if you caught this, but it seemed like the lighting was a little darker than years past.
And yeah.
That trans world likes to keep the lights down a little bit, I guess, for, you know, lighting and
ambience.
Glowing things and ambience and all that. It took me a long time to get used to that, because Midwest is kind of brighter and, I hate to say, happier kind of thing, with the white walls and the ceiling and just more light in there.
As long as I could see the damn table and what was in front of me, I was fine.
Oh, sure. Speaking of, you seem to be doing brisk business. There was a lot of people coming by. I mean, I don't think there was a time where you went more than maybe 5 minutes without somebody coming up, looking at CDs, buying, or at least talking to you.
Sunday was a little slower. The last couple hours were definitely slower, but Bodies in the Bayou, minus probably 9 copies, was a sellout.
Congrats.
Yeah, I was very happy with how the sales were. The responses I've gotten so far have been very positive. People have been Twittering it, which has been very heartwarming. That, Virus 308, and believe it or not, The Attic, those three were the big sellers.
Excellent.
I was really surprised. I really thought Damnation's Embrace would maybe, you know, because people have been asking for it for so long. For me to bring it back, I thought that one would do well, and those three CDs ended up being the ones that people really were getting into. So that was very cool. The one thing I thought was very cool also was the fact that all four of us, including the elusive Storm, who was
Just always seemed to miss him. You know, people were looking for him, and he just kind of was like, "Ah, man, he was here 5 minutes ago."
All four of us were at the Scaratorium that night.
Yes,
in different capacities. Jim and I actually were in. Jim and I and the Lady of Darkness were actually in side by side rooms with Lady of Darkness, going between the two of us as moving the crowd along, and that was a lot of fun. I mean, I was sick as a dog in that room, and in between groups, I was pacing back and forth just to keep myself from falling asleep because the medication was getting to me.
Wow.
And I had a blast. Kelly came through and said told me that a lot of comments about Jim and Jim's in my area came through with a lot of really good comments that Jim really freaked people out. He got this big dude with these forceps and, you know, these teeth pullers in his hand, and that's apparently the voice fit the character just perfectly. So that worked for me. Will I do it again? I don't know.
Of course you will.
We'll just have to see what happens next year. I enjoy working the Scaratorium. It's a whole lot of fun. Do I want to do it again? We'll just have to wait and see if Kelly invites us again.
Well, they rotate the haunts every year.
That's true. It'll be another 2 or 3 years before we go back to Scaratorium. Yeah. There's the Hoochie, and then there's that other one that I don't remember the name
there
of.
There was
that
Terror Town.
Was it Terror Town?
It was Terror Town, but I don't think they're still open or not.
Haven't heard a thing, so we'll just have to wait and see next year and what happens. You know, I did not make the Friday night party because we were all working, but I had heard very good things about it, seen some pictures. Looks like everybody that attended had a blast, so, you know, we might have to send one of our correspondents to go check that out next year.
I ended up at Scaraoke, believe it or not, after we got off the bus.
Nice. I'm glad to know that was still going on in time.
Me and Ed Gannon did I Love This Bar. And then our buddy, our bus number two buddy, Brian Robleski, him and I did, what the song did we do? Hotel California. But Brian's got a voice, I gotta admit. Go boy.
I'm surprised you didn't do a big version of the Humpty Dance or Back Dad Ass Up or something
that was before us.
Well, let's start winding this down because it's probably time for us to take our medication and go to sleep and all that good stuff. And let's wrap it up with final words. Unknown Scare Actor, final thoughts on MHC.
You know, like again, aside from the personal issues, I loved it. It's not that big of a change for you people that weren't sure and didn't go. Really, just give it a shot because we were all happy, and I must say that we have to give a huge shout out also to Charles Terry from Haunter's Digest.
Indeed. Yes.
Because he built that beautiful studio. He built that. We are partnering with him on some media projects. The Big Scary News is tied in with him. And Charles really did a great job. And it's not finished yet. He's still got more work to do to the booth.
Oh, and another person we need to thank, too, is his niece, Savannah.
Yes, thank you.
Who was also co-anchoring the booth and was a godsend for all of us being ill and running and getting us, you know, water as well. You know, there was a couple times I just couldn't leave the table because if I walked, I was probably going to fall over.
Sure.
And she was sweet enough to go pick me up something to drink, you know, and she was just a joy to be around and just as snarky and smart ass as the rest of us. So she's going to be a good fit.
Oh, sure. And not to mention she left her 10-month-old at home or something to come out and do that.
Yep.
That's right. Kudos right there. How about you, Wicked Wendy, if we can pull you away from the bottle of wine, medicine, to give us a few final words here.
I really think, I'm only halfway through the bottle. Well,
only.
Yeah. I think Cards Against Humanity are going to be a yearly thing. I think that was the most fun.
That was so much fun.
that was great. That was a lot of fun. I actually ordered the set because I'm going to have a 21st birthday for my daughter coming up next week. We're going to play that game. So,
jump in on this one. Wendy and I hung out at Victor Barreto's room Sunday night for, 3 hours?
Yeah.
Playing that?
Quick game.
That was a blast. We had so much fun. So
that was when I was hanging out with the Canadians in the hot tub, and Craig and Hines and his lovely wife. So
a bunch of pasty white people in the hot tub.
That
nice.
There were pasty and flabby, not them, but me.
God, there goes my lunch.
I know I won't wear a skirt to take the booth down next year.
We didn't mind. We were fine with that.
No complaints coming from us.
Not at all. Nope.
No. So anyway, you were saying?
Jerry, how about you?
You know what? It ended up being a really good time, regardless of the fact that all of us were sick. You know, it was great seeing everybody again. And, you know, I, like everybody else, I had my doubts as far as to if this was going to work or not. And I was very happily surprised. You know, I a quick side note to everybody, there have been rumblings that I was going to relocate to Ohio. Not happening. So I'm sad to say, but I
so it was a psych.
Psych, you want it? But no, I am going to be I have considered coming out to Ohio to visit some of the haunts this season. So that's definitely on my plans for this October. So, but MHC, yeah, it's still my home show, and it was weird seeing Barry and Kathy relaxing for once. So
that is true. And Kelly and Nina seem to have smiles on their
faces. Yeah, they were having fun.
They were busy. They were working, actually, in a good bit, but it was not. Oh, and by the way, what'd you think of Storm's Kelly Collins outfit? That was amazing.
Spectacular.
Yeah, you could almost couldn't tell the difference.
Almost.
So. All right. Well, anyway, folks, I'm just going to say I'll be back next year. Everybody is home, safe, and sound, hopefully, and we'll all see you either at the Legendary Haunt Tour, Trans World, Halloween Extreme, or the Midwest Haunters Convention next year, as well as the other cons out there. So, guys, you know, thank you to all the correspondents and all the hosts that made it to the Midwest Haunters Convention 2014. My name is Drew Badger. On behalf of Wicked Wendy, the Unknown Scare Actor, and the Haunt Rocker Jerry Vane, or shall I say Haunt-strumentalist, we are coughing, and we're out.
Michael Hedstrom, Hall of Portraits, on the Big Scary Show.
All right, Storm here at TerraCon in Rhode Island this weekend. Just got out of a panel hosted by Dee Snider, and it had Kane Hodder, or, you know, here in New England, Kane Hodor, as one person addressed him, Roger Jackson, Fred Williams, who is absolutely fantastic, and Tony Moran. A lot of fun, a lot of talking about, you know, how to address some of this, how to be an actor, and just them talking about some of their favorite parts and, you know, horror movies and their parts in general. So we're going to check out more of what's on the show floor today.
Do you hear that? The asylum is being overrun. It's time to go to Von Caron Productions and check out the insane ensemble. For those troublesome lunatics, they have the commitment coat, a straitjacket designed to keep them restrained. Or, if you're the doctor who likes to experiment, then the psychosurgical coat was made just for you. Go to Von Caron Productions, www.voncaron.com. That's V-O-N-C-H-A-R-O-N, Von Caron Productions. Get there before you too are infected by the madness. Do you remember your worst nightmares? What is it that fills you with dread? Do you hear things go bump in the night? Well, it's time. It's time to face your fears. Brought to you by Dark Spectre Custom Couture. Check out Nez's work at www.darkspectre.com. Couture for the creatures of the night.
Greetings, Haunters. The Unknown Scare Actor here. Well, here it is, the end of June, and everybody's talking about Midwest and what went on, but a lot of the owners are now looking forward to season, and you're like, well, hey, Unknown Scare Actor, it's only June. Why do you think they have conventions in March and June? Because people are getting ready. That's why the big buyers show is in March at Transworld. All these owners are getting ready and gearing up for season. And you think there's a lot of time left, but guess what? A lot of owners are facing their fears because there's not a lot of time. Because things have to be tested. Things have to be set up properly. They want to make sure everything's perfect when you or some other patron goes through their haunt, ready to get scared witless. So these owners are facing their fears as they scramble to get things done. And the closer you get to August, the worse it's going to be. And you're like, well, it's only August. Halloween season isn't until October. Wrong. A lot of haunts open in early September. If you do the math, that's only a few weeks, 6 weeks maybe, a little bit longer than that, and then bang, it's time to perform. So while you haunt owners that are listening to the show are facing your fears, do your due diligence. Everything will work out right. Just make sure you've already started, because the later you wait, the worse it's going to be.
Always remember one thing, haunters. Everyone is afraid of something.
Tired of surfing all over the web to find the latest haunt news? Why sift through hours of those VideoTube channels trying to find the latest how-to videos? Isn't there an easier way? Of course there is! Introducing HauntersDigest.com. With HauntersDigest.com, just one click will put a world of haunt information at your fingertips. From the latest news, to vendor information, to video tutorials. And don't forget the soon-to-be world-famous Haunt Brief, which takes a deeper look into many aspects of the industry. There's even a directory of over 800 haunted attractions, so you can find the right one for you. Still not convinced? There's even columns written by many experts in the industry covering a wide range of topics. Rumor has it a certain member of a particular podcast might even write for HauntersDigest.com. As an extra bonus, you can follow them on Twitter and Facebook. For more information, visit www.hauntersdigest.com today.
All right, Storm here, and I am with Chase from Terror in Rhode Island. Chase, tell us what we got for this coming season.
Well, this year we're going to be coming back to Rhode Island for our second year over at Mulligan's Island. We're going to be coming back with three haunted houses again. We'll be doing a little bit of changes to all of them. We're going to have food, DJ, a whole bunch of just fun and games. We're also going to be bringing down zombie paintball this year, so you'll be able to shoot the dead and things like that.
Sounds good. And what are you guys expecting from this season and things you've learned from the inaugural season here in Rhode Island last year?
We learned a lot. We learned a lot on the marketing aspect, where we need to go, what we need to let people really know about our place in general, like the fact that we do have three haunted houses. It's not just one. Other than that, you know, talking to people, things like that, we're just learning what people liked, what people didn't like, and kind of building on the good and taking out the bad, hopefully.
Fantastic. How many actors are you planning to have this season?
Ooh. Actor-wise, I'm probably looking somewhere between 75 to 100 actors between the Midway and the three haunted houses. So we really like to pack it with as many people that can jump out and just scare the crap out of you.
And what's the biggest challenge with setting up the haunt with an existing business that, you know, its prime season is summer and early fall, right before the haunting season?
Luckily for us, Jim over at Mulligan's Island has been a great partner with us. Actually, within about the next week, he's going to be blowing up about half of his pitch and putt course and flattening it for us to make it a lot easier for us to come in, hopefully by the beginning of August, and start building. So he's really taken a full partnership with us and just really put his head towards haunted houses and enjoying the season.
Sounds good. When do you expect to have a casting call?
Casting call will be late August, most likely early September. I'm going to be updating the Facebook and the website as soon as we have specific dates.
And speaking of which, where can our listeners find you and when they're coming through the Rhode Island area to check you out this October?
You can find us at www.terrorinrhodeisland.com. We also have a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're pretty much everywhere on the internet.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you very much, Chase. All right. This is Storm going back to the show floor.
Shadows Symphony. Shadows Symphony. The Haunting of the Crowley House. On the Big Scary Show. Big Scary Show. We'll be right back.
this mask is too tight for my head. I can't see.
Where you don't have time to wait to be scary.
You're taking too long. Just throw something on and get to your scene.
Darkest fears unlimited. Masks, props, and blood that will make your haunt scary.
All right, this mask fits perfect, and parts of it are even pulsating. Finally, I'm gonna scare every night.
DarkestFearsUnlimited.com.
As we slide back into the swamp where we hid the body, we would like to thank the following people and others. Virgil Franklin, Master of the Ether Muse. Von Charon Productions. Von Charon, VonCharon.com. Screamline Studios at ScreamlineStudios.com. We'd also like to thank The Four Ghosts. Storm, catch his ramblings at HauntMinute.com. The Unknown Scare Actor, videos and more, UnknownScareActor.com. The Haunt Rocker Jerry Vane, be sure to pick up his latest CD, Virus 308, on JerryVane.com. And Drew Badger, actor, trainer, consultant, and more, RabbitBadger.biz. Be sure to tell us what you think. Send feedback to us at feedback@BigScaryShow.com. And keep sending in those news items, news@BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BigScaryShow. Make sure to follow us on our new Twitter account, at The Big Scary Show. We just may occasionally tweet out some information that you won't find anywhere else. Be sure to search for The Big Scary Show on iTunes. And while you're there, please give us a review. We would appreciate it a lot. Tune in next time when we bring you the latest news and information from the world of haunting and horror. And thank you once again for listening. Without you, we are nothing. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is The Big Scary Show.
Big Scary Show is copyright Big Scary Show LLC, and no rebroadcast of this show may be made without express permission of the owners. All music used on The Big Scary Show is used with expressed permission of the artists themselves.